The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're going to jump over there in just a moment. Those two pages, by the way, interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Bradley Dean Double E. We got about 345,000 friends interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that because we can do this together. And notice I said we. Amen. I also wanted to let you know if you want to jump on Twitter, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. I'm going to get to what I promised I would get to yesterday. I got caught up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighting the articles, and just giving you commentary after each article that we highlighted. So we jumped from yesterday to today, so we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Just a couple of minutes, friends. That's one of those days, isn't it? If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There is just no getting around that, nor do we want to get around that, right? Amen. Folks, listen carefully. Not called, did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. But your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world, friends. Whoa! What a quote. Who was that? None other than the founder of the Salvation Army. His name, friends, William Booth. And you want to talk about a real ministry doing the real stuff? Folks, they went after child traffickers. They went inside of bars. They were doing the stuff from A to Z where they attempted to ostracize this ministry. God actually dealt with those that were working against the Booths, and he gave up their land for the Booths to establish the Salvation Army. At the time of their death, friends, there was over 7,000 Salvation Armies globally. So it shows you what God will do with a faithful man of God, friends, and it's awesome to see that because he is faithful unto 1,000 generations. Now, I want to say that, to say this and lead into this, because we were just talking about this a couple days ago, and we were talking about the excuse makers. And folks, this applies to every single one of us. And I want you to understand before I start rocking on this, you need to understand that many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that hear the word of God and respond to it. And also keep in mind, friends, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and Malachi 3:16, it tells us that I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. And keep in mind as well, friends, I love it when I get it this way, Lord, friends, Lord, first and foremost, and friends as well, secondly. But interestingly enough, it's important to understand that God is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. He's the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And if he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is he not our God even now? Amen. Amen. He is. And I take him for what his word declares unto us, because we know that that book is blood bought. He sealed it in the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, as well as the martyrs that came before and behind him. Amen. So let's get to this. In Matthew 8, 19 through 22, we were talking about this, and one individual walked up to Jesus and said, "Hey, Master, I'll follow thee whithersoever you goest." And remember what Jesus said to him. He said, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place where to lay his head." That doesn't sound like the a wonderful life we were talking about last week, right? When we highlighted 11 of the 12 disciples were actually martyred, and then we jumped over to Paul, and then we started highlighting Scripture and straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7. And then we also went back over to the book of Acts, where Jesus, when he dealt with Paul on the road to Damascus while he was persecuting the Christians, and interesting that Jesus would say to him, he must show him how many things he must suffer for his name's sake. And then we went over to 2 Corinthians 11 as well, and we highlighted the good life, right? And it didn't look so good to the natural eye, but that is the way to the kingdom of God. Confirming the souls through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of God? Again, it tells us that in the book of Acts. Now, just notice the people, the do-gooders, and you know, we want to follow you, Jesus, and we're going to be talking about the excuse makers, but listen carefully. When he said, "Master, I will follow you whether you go." Look at Jesus did. He pulled up the cross and he said, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but I don't have a place to lay my head." And then another of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father." And listen to what Jesus said to him, friends. Jesus said unto him, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." And then we went over to Luke 14, 16 through 27, where the Bible tells us that a certain man made a great supper, and it was allegory, friends. It was a parable showing you the heart of the Father. And he sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, "Come, for all things are now ready." And they with one consent, began to make excuses. Folks, isn't that what we're seeing in this country today? Because the higher I go in the church, the hierarchy of the church in the United States of America, the more I understand why we are in trouble in this country. You want to know why? Because there's a lot of do-gooders. There's also a lot of people that are anointed and called of God to be about the work of his hands, if you would allow him to order your steps. But what you've done is you've made excuses as to why you don't choose to serve God. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. And people do this all day long. Friends, if everybody that claimed to be a Christian in this country, all 78% of them, really believed in Christ, guess what? We wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. We would be getting the job done, let me tell you. And we, again, wouldn't be in a position where our backs are literally up against the wall. But the Lord desires, and he always has in the past and in the present, to put his children there so that he could be proven. Well, I'm one of those guys that is standing there saying, "Lord, do what you did for them, do it for us as well." But again, friends, we're talking about the excuse makers. I'm going to come right back after this, and I'm going to point the finger and lay it to your candor and say and ask the question, what are you doing with the gifts that God has bestowed upon you? And I want to show you the end of those that ignored the call. Friends, let me say it this way. It's not good. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Curran. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the excuse makers. Instead of taking responsibility, we see 78% of the people in this country. Because, friends, I want to say in parallel to that, I've seen probably less than 1% of the real deal out there. That's scary, right? But it's true, because there's too many people out there making excuses, living unto themselves, and then they have the audacity to call themselves Christians, when, in fact, we're called to be ambassadors. We're written epistles for all men to read. That means we're being sent, because the Bible says that we haven't come to be ministered unto, but to minister to. It's an outward flow. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. It's about the people. It's not about us. And that's where people get confused for the most part, because what they're doing is they're sitting under unanointed hirelings and whores that are preaching humanism rather than the cross of Jesus Christ that they might understand. Again, it's about Christ. Even if you look at Galatians 2:20, it tells us, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. And therein coincides with Scripture when Jesus said the first prerequisite is to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. It's about Him. And then you can go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, where it says, follow me as I follow Christ, said Paul. So, in saying that, we're talking about the excuse makers. You know, they're always busy with other things outside of what they're called to do. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be a consecrated people unto God. It tells us that He's our inheritance and we're His inheritance. And then we can see in Scripture where He tells us to come out from among them. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? I was just in James, 2 Corinthians 6, and also in Amos 3:3. And so people, because they don't understand the Word of God, they don't understand the severity of the discipline that's required in the Christian life. And And I want to tell you something. The soul of an army, said George Washington, is guess what? Discipline. And if you want to understand what the Bible means about discipline, remember what I said last week concerning what the famous Chicago preacher D.L. Moody rightly said. He said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. He was exactly spot on. Spot on, brother. Matthew 8:19. Again, hey, Lord, I want to follow you. The Lord says the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Then another one came up to him because he had a good idea that he wanted to follow Jesus. And what did the Lord say to him that wanted to go bury his father? He said, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. And then we went over to Luke 14 where it said a certain man bade a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden. And so in other words, those that were called and didn't respond to the call, it says, come for all things are now ready. Now, how are you responding to the command of the Lord, friends? In verse 18, and they all with one consent, they said, all with one consent, they all said, friends, they all said, Scripture tells us, with one consent began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go see it. I pray, have me excused. Oh my gosh. You want to hear, folks, a redundancy? When you're a part of ministry, you hear from people like this constantly. And then when you begin to process and trying to get the job done, putting your hand to the plow and not looking back, because if you do, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. You have to drudge through the excuses that other professed Christians make in order, or should I say, as to their excuses as to why the job is not done. In every single time without fail, friends. And I'm not embellishing that. Every single time, it's because of their personal lives and their personal problems. And it amazes me to no end why we're in trouble today. I understand exactly why in America we're in trouble. There's no doubt about it. Because with one consent, they all, with one consent, began to make excuses. Do you make excuses, friends? The first said, I bought a piece of ground. I got to go take care of my land. Pray they have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I have to go prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. He said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Friends, this is another thing I was thinking about before the show today. Is the fact that the church's business is to go to the highways and the byways to bring forth the commission that's been laid to their feet through the precepts that's been given unto them by their God that entrusted them with the precepts in the first place. And to go preach to the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. Going to the highways and the byways. Now let me get to this point because this is important. To bear the reproach of Christ without the camp. Not within. You know, isn't it interesting how people on Sunday, they act a certain way inside of a church. And then when they walk out the door, no sooner did they get out the door than they're complaining about this, that, and the other thing. And their heart's attached to everything but the gospel and the Word of God. Because it lacks love, because their hearts were filled with love, which has been shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto them. Guess what? They can't but help themselves by giving it away. Love isn't love until you give it away, friends. I was just telling my son last night, we were up talking for about an hour last night, and we were just going through the faithfulness of God. And we were having conversations. And he said, Dad, how many times do you think you've spoken? Thousands of times. I said, I think it's pretty safe to say probably 1,500 times in 1,500 different locations. And that's excluding being on the radio 6 days a week over the last 15 years. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's not payday for me to be on the radio. It's payday for me to be in your community, knocking the hell out of hell and getting to heaven in and watching the Holy Ghost come in strong confidence and much assurance. And much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost, friends. It's to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ and how he works and how he operates. My payday is to be out there with the people. It's not to be sitting behind a mic. And I'll tell you what, folks, there is a lot of people in this country. They are no bigger than sitting down behind a microphone, telling everybody how they're supposed to live their life, and they don't even know what they're talking about. Or those that love to write articles and columns, the paper tigers, they talk all big and bad, or at least as far as it's safe to go, right, concerning the topics or the content of their articles. And that's as far as it goes. Oh, yeah, look at me, man. I'm doing articles over here. And the guy on the radio, he goes, oh, yeah, man, look at me. I'm appeasing my sponsors, and I get paid all this money, and I can't go outside of the boundaries because, you know, the government's telling us what we can do and what we can't do, rather than the other way around, lawfully, of course. You know, because he wants to appease his golden calf. You know, it's just really a sad place, friends, in this country where we're at. And when I look at the people in this country, I gotta say, for a good portion of you out there, you're nothing short of pathetic. And by your own inaction, you prove who you really are. And by the way, you know who you are in silent, and everybody knows who you are in public. Because we're to judge you by your fruit as well. But I just think about the excuse makers and trying to get things done in this world. I'll tell you what, the enemy in this country, friends, he knows how to get the job done, doesn't he? He knows how to trouble the present, doesn't he? For unrighteous reasons. Yet men of God have shared with us that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That's what professed Christians in this country do. Everything but what they're commanded to do. It's true. It's totally true. They're as hard to find as a needle in the haystack, the real deal out there, friends. I want to tell you that. Going back, the Lord said, those that were bidden, they're not coming in. Because that's all they did is offer up their excuses. But now this is who I want you to go to the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you was commanded, and there is room. And then he said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden to taste my supper, and there went out great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. I didn't say that, friends. Jesus said that. Jesus Christ said that. He was the one that said, I've not come to bring peace, I've come to bring war. And guess where it starts? It starts with us. And I know people don't like to hear that, but that's okay. I'm going to give it to you regardless if you like it or not. Because the truth sets men free, not the compromise, not the flattering tongue. You know, it was none other than Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who said, whenever God makes a great man, he always breaks him into pieces first. Now, does God do that because he hates you or because he loves you? Thank you. Because he loves you. Amen. Just like me. We'll talk to you in a minute. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Check this one out. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to let you know, breaking news, Barack Obama on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama administration gives $270,000 of your money to terror-tied Islamic charity. Okay, back to the point, folks. The chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Again, none other than William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, not the Salvation Army that you see today in America. I mean, folks, you want to talk about being watered down? Look to the modern version. And I tell the truth for the very purpose of honoring the Booths. Talking about excuse makers. Got everything to do except serve God. It's also interesting to note, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that when he goes to seek God, 1,000 hindrances at once come at me. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You've got to stay focused. You've got to keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. It's work. So you ask for more grace to keep your commandments better. Speaking of prayer to the Lord. Let's go to this next analogy, Matthew 25:46. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Those are precepts, friends. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2. And to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. That means right away. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made the other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had two, had received two, he also gained another two. See, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, John 15. You can also go over to Matthew 5:16. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth, and he hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and bought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 besides. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Let me say this right now, because there's some people out there that you need to hear this. You're looking for a liberation, but your liberation is found in the call of God, not in your excuses. You'll find that when you cast all your cares upon Him, that He does care for you affectionately. And regardless of what burden is laid onto you, keep in mind that burden belongs to Him. You just have to work it out. Going on. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Enter into the joy of the Lord through the works. Yep, you do the works because you're saved, friends. You don't do the works to get saved. And therein lies the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, deliver me. Thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents besides them. I've multiplied what you bestowed upon me. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Hey, friends, I find in my personal life, if you looked at my personal life on a daily basis, you would say, dude, where do you get the time? I make the time, because the scripture tells us that we're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. I find that the more that I have to do in servitude towards mankind by the Spirit of grace, the more liberated I am. You could ask my wife. She will tell you that when I am sitting here doing the things that I have to do on a daily basis, I'm almost miserable, friends. Almost every morning of my life that I wake up, I can feel it. I can feel the death sentence work in me and out of me, because keep in mind, friends, there was a lamb in the morning and a lamb at night. And Paul said, that's the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, Leviticus, and in the New Testament, remember, Paul said, I die daily. Yep, I go through that every day of my life. But I find my life where I lose it. 99% of what I do, folks, I do it because I want to see God glorified. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not a job that I applied for, but it's a job, and it's a call that I responded to. And let me say this. Let me take the word job out of there, because I'm not a slave. I'm a son. And there's a big difference, friends. And I love to work. And I want to tell you something. That is where I find the joy of the Lord, is when I am in servitude towards mankind by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Paul said that I come to you in much weakness, fear, and trembling. Almost every event I do, I will go through a major death process. But once I'm 5 minutes into it and the anointing's on and the power of God is on, there's nothing like it. And by the way, friends, that's why a lot of preachers say they want to die under the anointing. They want to die there. Because as He is, so are we in this world. They're in Christ at that particular time in power. And He's preaching through yielded vessels for His glory by the power of the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven, 1 Peter. Right? Yeah, nothing like it. So, folks, I know that this is dread, and it's dreadful to those that don't have the Spirit of Christ. But to those that do, you totally get exactly what I'm saying. You find your life where you lose it. Scripture tells us... Then he which had received the 1 talent, going to the guy that had the least, and said, Lord, I knew that you're a hard man. He was calling the Lord hard. Reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. Folks, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. He gave it back to him. And he thought he was going to be justified by giving back to the Lord the things that the Lord has bestowed upon him. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. You know what wicked, folks, defines out to be? Those that knew to do the right thing but did it not. And to you it is sin, by the way. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I not strawed. Then he said, again, King James versions, friends, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Friends, I want to tell you this, and I know that there's some people right now I'm talking to. There's no question in my mind. I want you to understand from experience that if God calls you to do a work, you need to understand right now. Let me take a burden off you again. And it's a lie. If God calls you to do something, rest assured, you within yourself do not have the power to make it happen. Only He can through you as you are faithful unto Him. It's impossible, but not with God. Okay? I'm trying to pull away the excuses from the excuse makers. Hey, folks, when you're done making excuses, you'll see that you'll get something done. And you also need to understand that procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Don't do it tomorrow. Do it today. Going back to the guy that had one talent, who was beginning to make his excuses as to why he didn't act out the call that God and use the gifts that God has bestowed upon him. And he answered, God answered him and said, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed. You should have taken my money and given it to the exchangers. Then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talents from him. Yep. He who's faithful with little will be faithful in much. He who's unfaithful with even the smallest, friends, even that which he hath will be taken away. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Amen. Lord, I'll take them in Jesus' name. Lord, this ministry will take them for your glory. Those that want to make excuses as to why they can't serve you, say they, which is a lie, and they know they're lying to themselves, they're deceiving their own selves, we'll take their gifts. Father, lay it on us. As long as you're with us, lay it on us. If you don't go with us, don't lay it on us. And then Scripture says, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that has shall be given, and he that shall, and by the way it says, and shall have abundance. But from him which hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Now listen carefully. To those that refuse to take the call. And cast ye therefore the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Hey friends, let me stop again. You ever see that Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life? You ever taken the time to analyze that Christmas movie, because there's so much truth in it. There's a dying world out there that is waiting for you to respond to the call of God in your life. You're miserable. You're self-condemned. You're trying to figure out, what is it that I'm called to do? Matter of fact, some are even saying, I don't care what I'm called to do. I'm going to go on in my own miserable, sinful lifestyle. Well, Scripture tells us that you remain, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin, and you go on in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. Okay, there's the threatening of Scripture, and Jesus does it all over the place from A to Z, friends, all the way from Matthew, all the way to Revelations. The threatenings of Scripture. And who is threatening you with Scripture? He who died for you. So how much does he love you? He's already showed you. Don't undo yourself. Don't outdo yourself or undo yourself out of the call of God in your life, because the Bible says, to he who cometh unto me, he shall have life, and he shall have it more abundantly. And the Bible also tells us in 1 John that to he who hath the Son hath life. That's the life that you're looking for. But I want to tell you what, it's in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5. Also read John 14:6 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back and we're going to show you what took place concerning those that made excuses. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
You know, I often think about this. I was just talking about the wonderful life, and I'm talking about the excuse makers. And, you know, some people feel that they're insignificant. Yep, I feel insignificant. It's a good place to be because the smaller I am, the bigger he is. Right? And by the way, my testimony is not how bad of a sinner I was or how inadequate I am, but how awesome of a Savior that I have from sin, because He's the one that said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, right? Okay, so it's Him that doeth the works. It's Him that beareth the fruit, as long as we're unified with Christ in all that we're called to do. And by the way, this is about Him being glorified, not about us, not about our poor little emotions, which have been crucified to the cross a long time ago. Hey, folks, we're moved by faith, not by our feelings. We're not moved by reason. We're not moved by the way that, you know, I'm having a good day today or tomorrow. And folks, I go on that roller coaster all the time, too. But the bottom line is we need to understand that we need to put our hand to the plow and go forward in the power of the Holy One of Israel and be led by the Spirit of God in righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth. And see what He won't do through you. Can you imagine the man that is completely consecrated to the Lord? Can you imagine what that man can do? And if you take it back to the wonderful life runs, just see, he thought he was just completely nothing but a problem. He was self-condemned. He was self-convicted. He felt worthless. But what was so cool about that movie was they went and they portrayed the story as what it would have been like without him. How many people's lives were touched by him? Now take that to a Christian man's. Hey, folks, my payday is when I'm standing there before my Heavenly Father and I see those people that I preached to that had their ears on and their hearts open. And they were led to the cross of Christ. And they found their faith in Christ, and Christ saved them. Because he said, hey, those that come unto me to the uttermost, he would in no wise refuse or turn away. We serve a big Savior here, friends. And I think the coolest thing, and I'm just talking from shooting from the hip here, friends, straight from the heart. I think the coolest thing in the world is the fact that, you know, though I was lost, now I'm found. And now I know what I've been found for. It's to go out there and seek and save those that are lost. And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. I think about, just reflecting, I think about all of the schools that I've done. Oh, I can't even tell you. I don't think there was a school that I did where I just didn't die in the process. And discipline myself, and discipline, fasting, prayer, just to seek the face of God, because I knew how much I needed His anointing, from Isaiah 10:27, to break the yoke of bondage over those that we go to, turning or opening their eyes and turning men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, because I had to have the Spirit of God drop down, you heavens, and pour out your Spirit upon those that we're called to, that righteousness and salvation spring forth. Folks, there's going to be a lot of people there on that day. And by me doing the works, I want to say too, on the other side of this, friends, it doesn't ensure me that I'm going into heaven. And I got to be quite honest with you, because, friends, if I end up in hell, I still deserve that. And I'm going to still do what I do today, regardless of my lot is still hell. Now, I know Scripture doesn't tell me that, but I'm saying that's where my heart is at. I just want to see the Christ glorified. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And I'm not in the business of denying. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to make sure that everybody understands that He is who He says He is. The only thing I can do is yield myself over to Him so He can exhibit who He is through this ministry. And I think about how many people are still alive today. I can even tell you a story about a young girl. She was on Highway 35, and I remember her parents called us. And folks, I've heard this so many times. But there was a girl that just loved everything that we were doing in high schools, because we were reaching out to our posterity and the colleges. And folks, it's not just for the young, it's for the old as well, and older. But I remember her parents called us and said that, you know, everything our daughter did, is she loved you guys for what you were doing for Christ. She had your guys' CD. She knew your message, which is the gospel message. So it's that of Christ's. She had your jacket with scripture reference on it. She wasn't ashamed whatsoever, because she's seen your boldness and your love for the young people. Well, they called us up and told us on Highway I-35 in Minnesota that she was in her Jeep and she rolled it and she at length died. But I think to myself, and I'm doing this reflecting right now, friends, that if I didn't obey that call, she would have never known. And I'm glad I obeyed that call. There's a lot of young people today that are here today. I had a young pastor one time, a PK kid, a pastor's kid, at one of the first assemblies I ever did. It was a big assembly. So there again, the Lord gives you big things when you ask for big things. He said, if you open your mouth wide, I'll fill it. I'll tell you what, He filled it. And I remember this kid opposed me more than anybody. And I said, hey, let's just go out to have lunch. just let's take a half hour and go have coffee, and you go ahead and just rag on me all you want, because he was saying, you can't be doing this in school, and you can't this, that, and the other thing. Folks, about 14 years later, I got a letter from him. Who said that when I sat with you? He said it wasn't anything you said. Good. He said it was just the presence of God that you had in your life. He said, I've been serving God ever since that day. He was angry with the hypocrisy that he grew up under. And he said, I've been a youth pastor ever since. There was no guile in this kid. He just wanted to hang around the Christ who is alive forevermore. How many times I've heard kids say to me, it's like somebody turned the lights on. Or someone said to me one time, I was going to do something today that I knew I would have regretted, but I'm not going to do it now. More kids coming up and grabbing a hold of you and saying, thank you for crossing the lines for me. Isn't that what Christ did for you? Yeah, it really is. And I know it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, I believe everything from A to Z. He said it, that settles it. I'm not going to be a partaker of the shamed. I'm not going to be a partaker of those that offer up excuses to the Lord. Those that forsake all for his purposes will find him, and they'll also receive a hundredfold in this life with persecutions. Those that turned away from the Christ, they got what they deserved. And yet they had everything, and they didn't realize they had everything. Friends, the world's dying to see the Christ. The world needs the giftings and the call that you have in their life. Now, again, that you have in your life. Again, many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that answer the call. So it's your responsibility to answer the call. He said in the book of Matthew 25:46, he cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And friends, I don't even like to tell you that right now because it counters everything I'm sharing with you. I want to tell you one more story. I remember we did a school in Missouri, and almost every single time I did a high school, friends, I don't care if there was 1,300 kids, 1,800 kids, 1,000, 500, 50 kids in that school, one would always try me, and every single time a kid would try me in front of the audience, I would deal with them right on the spot, because I wanted them to understand that they're not going to get one over on me, and I have to keep control of that room so he does not or she does not ruin the assembly by pulling attention away from what I'm saying to what she or he is saying by screwing around. Every single time they're the first ones up to me. Can I help? Because they see someone that really cared enough about them to discipline them. I remember this one kid in Missouri I used to have on my drum set. We'd play music for the kids. I'd become all things to all men to win the more to Christ, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9. And I remember I had a little stuffed animal in between my drums. And this kid came up and said, the one that tried to disrupt my program, he was the first one up to me and saying, can I help you? And I said, yeah, you can. And at the end, right when we got on the bus and we were to drive away, you know what he said to me? He said to me, that's the luckiest stuffed animal. That's the luckiest stuffed animal in the world. He wanted to come with us. He wanted to get out there, and he wanted to do the stuff. Folks, don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the answer. Let me tell you something. He is who he says he is, but you have to answer the call. Love you by what we do first.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.